So it turns out there is no simple answer to the question of how the peoples of North America got here thousands of years before European contact. A new report based on the largest survey of Native American DNA suggests that the simple explanation of a single land bridge migration event from Asia to North America about 15,000 years ago is probably not true. The report, just published in the science journal Nature, concludes that Native Americans traveled to the New World in at least three waves. Joining us to discuss what this research means is David Reich, professor of genetics at the Harvard Medical School in Boston, co-author of the studies. Professor, welcome to the program.
Hi.
This is really fascinating stuff. I mean, is it the case that all three of these waves came from Asia to North America across some land bridge that no longer exists?
That they all came from Asia, and in particular Siberia across the Bering Strait. Whether there was a land bridge at all times is unclear. People have always been able to cross water, even many tens of thousands of years ago.
So what does the DNA story tell us, and how do we detect the individual migrations?
What we did is we studied 52 Native American populations, almost 500 people, and many Siberian populations as well, at looking at their whole genomes, trying to see how people are related to each other and also to present-day Siberians. And what we find is that the patterns we see in the data can't be explained by the hypothesis that there's a single ancestral population to all Native Americans. If that was the case, all Native Americans today would be related in the same way to present-day Siberians, but that's not true. The patterns can only be explained by being related in at least three different ways, reflecting at least three different pulses of genetic material, of gene flow, of migration from Asia.
Is that to say that these three different flows were racially distinct in some way? How might those groups have distinguished each other based on the data that you've managed to develop?
Well, what you detect with genetic data are slight differences or larger differences between populations. The differences can be relatively small, like you, in principle, could detect the differences between, for example, Germans and Italians, or you could, the differences could be somewhat larger, like the differences between Chinese and Europeans, for example. And what we'd see in the data are that the first Americans, the people who came before 15,000 years ago and contributed most of the genes of Native Americans today, are from quite a deep Asian lineage, and that the later two migrants come from Asian lineages that are somewhat more closely related to present-day East Asians like Chinese, but still quite distinct.
Do we see that diversity reflected in the apparent racial distinctness of, say, Inuits in northern Canada and in areas of Siberia versus Native American populations that are more associated with the Southwest or the Southeast, or even, you know, here in upper New York State, the Iroquois?
One of these later waves of migration corresponds very closely, exactly in our data, to the samples that speak Eskimo and Aleut languages from the Aleutian Islands and Inuits. And so those people who speak languages like that, all groups in our study who are like that have evidence of being from one of these later waves of migration, and so we think that they have ancestry from one of these later waves of migration. Interestingly, some of the other northern North American populations, like Algonquin speakers, and you know, for example, the Iroquois, actually have no evidence of having any ancestry from these later waves of migration. All their ancestry is from the first American wave, greater than 15,000 years ago.
So where did the mixing take place? If, as you say, the original migration is reflected in a certain genetic purity, for lack of a better word, in populations that you referred to, the Iroquois, Algonquin, et cetera, in the later waves, are there evidences of mixing among groups that are still alive and sustained today?
Yeah, that's right. So most populations that are Native American populations throughout North and South America that in our study are entirely consistent with having all their ancestry from the first wave, what we call the first Americans. But in northern North America, there are populations that have ancestry from these second and third waves. If you look at those populations today, they are not all from the second and third waves. Much of their ancestry, in fact, more than half for every single population we studied, comes from the first wave. So when the later waves of migration came to the Americas, they weren't entering an empty landscape. They were entering a landscape filled with people already. And instead of just replacing or displacing the people they met, they actually mixed with them in a profound way. And people who speak these languages and have this ancestry today are, in fact, in an important way, mixtures of the first Americans in these later waves of migration.
Talking with David Reich, professor of genetics at the Harvard Medical School in Boston. David, are these genetic techniques similar to the kinds of techniques that have been used in much more ancient history to describe movements of Neanderthals and other hominids in the genetic record, showing that, in fact, these populations actually spent some time competing together in places like Africa? There's evidence of that.
So I actually led the analysis in that study as well. And in that study, we used almost very similar techniques, analyzing a somewhat different type of data, but the same types of techniques to actually document that Neanderthals are more closely related to all non-Africans than they are to Africans, reflecting what must be a historical mixture, which we now think occurred at the gateway of Africa as modern humans were expanding out of Africa about 50,000 years ago.
So is there a takeaway from this Native American data in the sense that does it change the notion of identity of pre-contact Americans?
I think that identity is a very important question. It's really not only or even mostly a genetic question. It's about how people see themselves. A very interesting scientific question, and I think an important scientific question, and maybe helpful for understanding people's disease risk, is how people are related to each other and to other populations around the world, and this certainly makes progress in that direction.
David Reich, a professor of genetics at the Harvard Medical School in Boston. He's the co-author of one of the studies that are published in the science journal Nature, which concludes that Native Americans traveled to the New World in at least three waves. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest.